Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
I just wanted to say before we started that, START Meeting has been overwhelmed by conference calls and it's been a rocky start to the show. So, you know, there's a backup recording going and if we need to switch platforms, we're doing the research. But as of now, we're crossing our fingers and hoping that it will go well.
Okay. Sending a lot of strength to START Meeting.
Exactly, because they are going to be the platform for our virtual connections going forward. So
yeah, ours and everybody else's, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, so our assignment from yesterday. Our definition of a subpersonality or aspect of ego is a collection of beliefs, assumptions, and projections with a unique worldview and distinct language. Take each of the descriptors from the previous assignment and begin to flesh out each I such that you can recognize each as a distinct personality. Write down the language each uses, what they project onto others, the world, and you, and from that get a sense of each personality's worldview. As you work with this, make sure you stay on topic, confining the exploration to the specifics of what you're looking at this month, RL what you notice. Example, go with the flow's worldview is that everything in life is an adventure and not having a plan is the best approach to getting the most out of an experience.
All right.
All right. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Bob in San Francisco.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. This has been great because I've looked at, maybe not in the same term beginnings, but I've kind of looked at this process before and I've been kind of specifically looking at kind of like the bigger bamboozle for me, maybe, that like there's this idea that that every moment isn't a beginning, you know, that like, because what I see is like I'm being tricked into believing, like, even if like there's something that is familiar that I'm doing again, you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, I know
yes.
that actually everything is all new in that moment. And I've never done it that way. You know, I've never encountered it. And what gets hidden, I think, in there is that I've actually been successful. And, you know, like I'm adequate to that because I've done it lots in my life.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that is fascinating, isn't it? So it's both sides of the duality right there together, right? This is old, and of course, I guess the story with this is old. This is familiar. Is and you've failed in the past, which is not true. that is not true at all. So we're not allowed to see this is a brand new moment. If we could see, this is a brand new moment, and I'm engaged in this moment, and I've always been adequate to every moment.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one life experience, but we get the opposite of both of those, right? So we wind up in the worst of all worlds, which is, you've done this before, and you're not any good at it.
Yeah, and it's also, before I get just the subpersonality piece of it, is just that the I know this, you know, like that this isn't any moment, mm-hmm. It's a big permission to go to sleep, to stop paying attention.
Yes.
Well,
Yes. Yes. Yeah. In fact, it is the moment of hypnosis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got
exactly.
This. You know this.
Yeah, I got this.
Wow.
And so the subpersonality piece I've just been looking at is like, well, one of them is like that I'm a solo act out in the world, you know, that I'm alone, and that you know that I haven't been given the information, but I still have to succeed in this world, even though I'm not adequate, and I can't ask for help. I can't say I'm having trouble. It's all up to me. And then who do I turn to? Well, conditioning.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, that is really helpful in seeing how all of the aspects of the ego surround a person,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're inadequate. you're all alone. You can't ask for help. And so then your only choice is to look to ego, to conditioned mind, to guide you in this impossible situation.
Yeah. 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 This has been great to see.
Yeah. Really helpful.
Really helpful.
Yeah. Really helpful. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank
All right.
you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Sherry, I love that process, right? That way in which if we're doing the assignment, there's an insight that we get to explore, and then we are able to see how the conditioning there operates. And when we see it, there's so much freedom from it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and with the specifics that Bob was saying, and I mean, I think it's kind of a universal specific, right? But
yes.
That piece of I know, I've got this. No, I'm fine. That is such a critical piece to see, because that can be a real kind of a skyrocket that goes off and it says, "Whoa, bamboozle in play."
Right. And, you know, it's a very interesting place, right, Sherry, because we do have that experience of, I think it was Chris who coined the phrase for us, insight needs experience, that there is a functioning intuition of the moment that is an experience of knowing, that is not the ossified experience of I know that conditioning would bring to the moment. And so to be able to have an experiential feeling of the difference between the comparative that says I've done this before and therefore it's familiar that we're referencing versus the knowing of intelligence operating in the moment, which comes from I don't know, but here's the information that's relevant to this.
Yes. Well, that's it, isn't it? Because the intelligence, life, however, whatever we want to call that, does know. That is knowing, right? And and so if life says, I've got this, we can just really relax. But when ego says, I've got this, it's really saying, I've got you. And it doesn't
That's
know
exactly.
squat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important for us to start to get present to the difference.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And which is my latest obsession with that dropping in. You know, people have heard that expression long enough that now everything that they see in the mind is, for the first time in this moment, gets labeled dropped in. But the difference in it goes, it goes to what you were just saying. If it drops in, it's new.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If it drops in quotes, and it's the way I've always seen it, the way I always have always done it, it didn't drop in from anywhere except ego.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. It's Kim calling from Vashon.
Well, hello, Kim.
Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly.
You can hear me
Our
okay.
beginnings.
Good.
Yep.
Beginnings. I sort of tagging on to what people have been saying, conditioning always has the better idea of how to begin for me. It's either, you know, life offers.
You could end that sentence with ego always has a better idea, right?
That's
specifically,
right.
In this case, it's about beginnings. Yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it just like, life offers, and then conditioning swoops in with something better.
Yes. Yes. And that something better is actually a no, isn't it? We don't see it as a no, but it is a no. Because life just offered, and here comes conditioning with, well, but, right? So it's negating the clarity that we were just offered. Yeah.
Right. And even if it's an excited, like even if there's a personality that's excited, you know, like can't wait for the year long to start. Even if it's that, something like mm-hmm. even conditioning gets a hold of that. And it's like, and it wants to map out exactly how it's going to be and how good and what you're going to, you know, it just takes control.
Yes.
And it's so deadening in that.
Yeah. Yes. That it's right there. I can't remember what book, but we were talking about it as two or three beats behind. Oh, you're a music person. Two or three beats behind. And so you can see it, that's way too slow. Right, it feels immediate, right? That here we are present, we see something, and whoosh, no, what,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
No, don't be here in this. Go into the future. The future is better. Think about all you're going to see and how fabulous it's going to be and how great it's going to be and how transformed and how you'll be the right person at the end of the year. But it's
exactly.
all the same process, isn't it? Yeah.
It's it's really, really good to see. And I am doing, I mean, concretely, I'm working on a music issue, which is that, and I was working on this at the monastery last year, which is practicing my instrument, like beginning the process of practicing is always really, there's something with it. And all these, you know, lots of things are coming up. And so it's been really fruitful. Already on day five.
Yes.
So
yes. Well, and it takes me back to what we were talking about yesterday with Virginia, right? So this has probably been the case for you for as long as you can remember, right? How ego is with you, how conditioning is with you about practicing your instrument. And so to take on something like that, just as that, same like Virginia's taking on the mornings, I think it was, the kind of as general as that, what happens to me in the morning. And so what happens to me with beginning practicing my instrument? There. that's a great focus.
Thank you, because I was thinking maybe it was too narrow, you know, and I wasn't looking big enough,
oh.
But thank you.
Oh, I think what you're going to see in that, you're going to see as the process that ego uses in every aspect of life, I suspect. You'll let us know. We have a long time here, so we hope.
Excellent.
We hope to God we have a long time here. Right?
We hope
so,
to God.
No,
yeah,
it feels,
everybody be
yeah,
well.
It feels perfect.
Be well. And
yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ashwini. I'm just so grateful for this time right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah, us too. Thank you, Kim. Take good care.
All right.
Thanks, Kim. I had some very clever thought about that drop-in, but since my screen went blank, let me bring the next caller on, and I'll troubleshoot. Here we go, Sherry.
Right. And then you'll tell us later because it'll drop in again.
If it comes
right,
back.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, hi. It's Anna in Home Firth in West Yorkshire in England.
Yes, we got you pinned down there. We know exactly where you are. So first of all, let me ask how you're doing there. And then, and maybe that'll have
yeah.
something to do with beginnings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. We're doing it. Okay. We're doing okay. I've
All right.
had a very very busy week with a lot going on. So my brain has had to grow.
Not what? Not what?
My brain has had to grow. We've
uh-huh,
had to basically
uh-huh.
close down the entire college. We had, you know, and it's the biggest college in the area. We had like 2 days to close it and plan, and so yeah,
and get home and figure out how to teach online and
all
yeah,
of that.
Big learning
yeah.
curve for the teachers, huh? Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you're right. You're smack dab in a beginning, aren't you? You're beginning a lot of stuff.
Totally, totally. And I can't tell you how wonderful this has been this week. So I haven't been able to attend live, but I've listened as soon as I can to the recordings, and I can't tell you, honestly, I wouldn't be this calm if it wasn't for these radio shows and for the assignments and for everybody. Honestly, it's just 100% a part of my life.
Well, I bet you can see in your colleagues where people are who don't have support for what we're going through now. I mean, it's devastating.
Yeah.
It's traumatic, and of course, in our lingo, you know, ego just swoops in to take advantage of a situation and try to make everybody just as miserable as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So I have been absolutely looking at the beginning of the coronavirus and everything linked with that, but also mornings, because I love mornings. I adore mornings, and it's linked in nicely because I always try really hard to be present in the mornings and to say thank you and I love you and all of those things. Because of the situation at the moment, I've been waking up and that has been in my head. So it's been really good to practice with. So I've been recording. No, I don't want to think of that when I wake up because it's so beautiful. The spring is absolutely gorgeous. The daffodils are popping up. Everything is budding. Crocuses. It's gorgeous. So, you know,
and
it's still there.
One of the things... One of the things that we're starting to hear already as we go through this, as we're increasingly taken out of the mix, is that spring is happier than ever because the earth seems to be responding with great joy to our lack of participation, right? So fewer cars and fewer planes and fewer all of the things that we do that are so destructive to the earth, we're not being able to do all of those. And so spring may just get better and better and better.
So that has been me. And everything that everybody has already said as well, all of those things too. So
Yeah, and to underline that the process that you just laid out, that you have a practice that you know that you love and that sets you up for the day, keeps you, right? And then something like this happens, and again, there's that ego devotion to messing everything up as much as possible. And so you wake up in the morning instead of into that, oh, yay, how beautiful. There it is trying to get you. To have the tools and the practice under your belt to be able to say, we're not doing that. We're still focusing on what is true and what is real, which is right here, right now, and in this moment, everything is fine, and it's, by the way, beautiful. So, thank you for that.
That is it. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. So happy. Take care.
To you and Ashwini and to everyone and all of Sangha and everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye. Gato.
And to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anna. It's such an interesting process, right, Cherry, that it does take a disruption for us to be present to the illusion of continuity.
Yes. Right. Can you say a little bit more about that? Yes.
Well, that it's what I was pointing us to, that we, and what started us with, there's a way in which your expectation creates the reality. So you just are, you don't need to be present because it's so familiar and you just show up for the moment. But when the reality shifts, then you're forced to realize how much we took for granted as produced in the mind. rather than I'm just mm-hmm. here for the now as it is, nakedly so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's big and deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it kind of it helps us build our presence muscles.
That's right. And that receptor that allows us to go, okay, how do I not stretch for things that used to be or ways in which we were, when those don't work anymore, you're required mm-hmm. To draw from life's intelligence as the response to the now, not something that rely on something that always existed, you know?
Right, which is back to Bob, right?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and part of what that confusion is the identity losing its ability, losing its existence in the moment because it doesn't work in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what you're saying is so big and deep and powerful because when you were saying that, I was looking at what Bob was saying. And we can fall into the same process of ego presence versus authentic presence, actually being here, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're pointing at? Yeah.
Yes. Well, and if mm-hmm. we're okay realizing that, I mean, I don't often experience this, but that sense of either resistance or threat or confusion is really the experience of an ego not being able to deal with the present. And if I'm okay with that experience, I get trained to let it go very quickly so I can be here rather than reference something mm-hmm. that is old and static and not here.
Yeah.
But we've got to accept the dissolution experience as part of getting to present.
Yeah, even if what we're letting go is something that was wonderful and beautiful, which is how it used to be and how I was with how it used to be.
Yeah.
Because that can become a real torture in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to love my life, and now, well, I can love this life too. If I'm actually loving the moment, it technically doesn't matter what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's tremendous compassion for the adjustment.
Oh, we think time change is hard, right?
Yeah.
We think daylight saving time is hard. Try this one, where suddenly your whole world is turned upside down.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I can bring someone on, Jerry, and stop talking. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air.
Hey, good morning. It's Julian calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, Julian. What are you beginning here?
Oh, wow.
I guess I could
most
say,
of
how
my
are
focus
you beginning?
Has been, it's an interesting time. My focus has been mostly on the beginning of the retreat and really looking at all of the standards that I had on how I did it last year.
That ego had? Could we say
thank
that?
You.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you,
good.
Yes.
Good, because I didn't think it was you. I was pretty sure it wasn't you. So I was looking around for what else might be going on. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and something I've noticed is, you know, I'll be going throughout my day and I'll have some kind of voice come in about what I should be doing on the retreat. And then there's another voice that's coming up after that. That's just sort of like, it's okay. We're going to do that. We will. Because the first voice wants to interrupt everything I'm doing. And it doesn't seem like it's really there to serve me in that moment, but more to say, there's a right way to do this retreat. This is how you do it. And you're not doing it.
Yeah.
So
you're, yeah,
you know,
that should is your big clue, isn't it? You should be different from how you are in this moment. You should be focused on that. You should be doing that. You should be, right? And, you know, it could have, again, this might be a fun place to look. There could have been an actual prompt from intelligence, from all that is, don't forget to be present, you know. And then, again, in that, just so quickly afterwards, ego turns that into you should.
Right, yeah. And in the context of the retreat, what it says is, well, presence looks like this. And since you're not doing this, then you're not present, and you're not doing the retreat, right? I realize there's so much rigidity around how to do this and how to do it right.
Yeah.
Instead of, this is actually just a way of engaging with each moment.
Yes, and that I'm practicing awareness, right? And so I get great comfort in the knowledge that ego has no idea about any of this, none.
Mm-hmm.
It's just applying the same set of, as you say, rigid standards on this, and it learns the lingo enough to be able to talk about presence and in the moment and, you know, all of those, but it actually has no idea at all of that experience because it doesn't live in the moment.
Right.
It's never, when we're in the moment, when we're present, it doesn't exist. So it's really, it's really a con job that it's helpful to see through.
I so appreciated the caller yesterday who reminded me that to record aspects of the personality who, you know, have experienced gratitude or love meditation or, you know, that's another thing I kind of realized about how things went last year was that's where that sort of self-improvement project can sneak in if it's only sort of pointing out these quote-unquote undesirable aspects, right?
Yes. Instead of what we're doing here is practicing coming to conscious compassionate awareness and accepting everything as is and embracing a human being into that. And rigid standards about how that should go, we can see those are two different worlds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And I just have such gratitude to be a part of this year. And I'm sitting outside and we've got a tree in the backyard that got pruned and I'm just seeing all the new starts from all the places that were cut off. And there's just so much to notice about beginnings. It's wonderful to be reminded.
Yes. Oh, that's a lovely picture. If we want to, have that, then because hopefully everybody's getting outside, you know, even though we're restricted in our movements, hopefully everybody can get outside and then just see how life is approaching beginnings.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got to
that's
do
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Well, gosh, out to you, and thank you for making this possible for all of us to be a part of.
Oh, thank you. Thanks to everybody. All right, take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Jillian. Sure, we do have 2 minutes, but I think I'm going to not bring on another caller. I have 2 things I wanted to announce. One is we have lots of people on the queue. Please stay on the queue. We'll try to bring everyone on live as we go through the shows. And
quickly as possible.
Second is as quickly as possible. And then I think the monastery, the practice is going to start offering ways for people to practice together during this time of quarantine. And look out for an email that's going out today. And it's short notice, but there's a workshop tomorrow that Jen is leading, which is related to how to practice, how to be when you're at home. And in fact, the title of the workshop is very, very evocative. It says... The title is "With Whom Am I Home?"
Woo! Ooh, I got chills.
And so it's a free offering. We're trying to get the information for you to participate. We do encourage you to register, but since this is short notice, we'll just try to get as many people who need supported over the course of this time. So every Saturday there'll be something that one of us is offering that you can participate in, and just watch out for the message. And if you need some support, hop on that conference call and you'll get it.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. And they're all different topics, right, for the next 6 or 7 weeks or something like that. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
There's guidance with you next Saturday. So phone guidance with you. So hop on that too. There are very limited slots on that one, but we'll keep having those open up as well over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Assignment for today.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Go back.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ashwini. Go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this focus to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. I wish I had someone to plan my trip with. RL, what you see?
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, thank you again, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. And as always, take good care of the human.
Yes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.